We have the incredible privilege this week to be Parshas Kisetzei, and amongst the many mitzvos that Moshe Rabbeinu reviews with Klal Yisrael in this beautiful parsha is the mitzvah, I should say, better stated, the prohibition on ribbis, that one is not permitted to lend money to another Jew and charge interest again. And there are many hashkafas, many different ideas behind this. At a most basic level, we are to view lending money to another Jew not as a business transaction. Remember, charging interest is a function of a business transaction. But when I go ahead and I lend money to a Jew, that's a chesed, that's an act of kindness. And therefore, interest really has no place in that transaction. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh advances such a beautiful and novel insight. And he quotes, this is on Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Aleph, chapter 23, verse 21. So the Torah says, La'achicha lo sashich, you shall not charge interest to your brother, leman yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha, b'chol mishlach yadecha, in order that God will bless you, b'chol mishlach yadecha, and anything that you set your hand toward. So the Pasuk seems to say, don't charge your brother interest. Now again, obviously, if I don't charge interest, I'm losing money, right? I could have gone ahead and made money on interest. Kadosh Baruch Hu sounds like he's saying to us, don't worry about it. Even though you lost, quote-unquote, lost money by not lending your brother with interest, Hashem will give you blessing in other ways. Hashem will bless you, b'chol mishlach yadecha. Everything that you set your hand forward to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and give you blessing. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something absolutely amazing. The Rebbe writes, and I quote you, he says, Tam le'isseribis, the reason why God prohibited us to charge interest to another Jew is, listen to his words, Ki Hashem yisparach rotze sha'adam yasechil mi'igia kapav. The Baal Shem Tov says something absolutely amazing. He says, how do you make money on interest? You make money interest. Interest is passive revenue, right? I lend someone $1 million. And so because they have my money, right? My money sits with them. I collect interest. Now again, obviously the chachma of it is I could have used that money to invest it elsewhere. I could have used this money on this venture, that venture. So when I lend you the money, why should my money become idle? But Baal Shem Tov points out that the money you get from interest is not from something you did. In other words, I gave the loan to Reuven, the money sits with Reuven, and I collect that interest that is passive revenue. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Ribono Shel Olam does not want us to live off passive revenue. Instead, Hashem wants us to make our money. Hashem wants us to be successful through dynamic activity. And he says, that's the meaning of the Pasuk. He says, Ki Hashem Yisbarach, God doesn't want me to earn passive revenue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to earn money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to make a livelihood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to experience success through dynamic, active activity. K'ne'emar, l'man yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha b'chol asher ta'aseh. The end of the pasuk says, don't charge interest. Hashem doesn't want you to make your money through passive revenue. But rather, l'man yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha b'chol asher ta'aseh. God will bless you in all of the things you do. When you get up and you do something, when you get up and you exert effort, when you get up and you roll up your sleeves and you exert yourself, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you bracha. Passive revenue is not something Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and let the money come in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to make money. He wants you to be successful, but he wants you to get up and work and earn it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to sit back and do nothing and just let my money increase through interest. Hashem wants the bracha to come through me extending my hand. What an incredible insight. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh telling us, do you know why there's an Isser Ribis? Do you know why you're not allowed to charge interest? Because interest represents passive revenue. Interest represents you making money through doing nothing at all. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that is not the right Hashkafas HaChaim. That's not the right approach to life. That's not how the Jew makes money. You want to be successful. You want to be a captain of industry. Go out and work. Go out and exert. Do not wait for the money to come to you. you have to go ahead, b'chol asher tishlach yadecha, excuse me, b'chol mishlach yadecha. When does Hashem bless you? L'man yivarechecha Hashem, when does Hashem bless you? B'chol mishlach yadecha. When you extend your hand, when you exert yourself, that's where you will find incredible divine blessing. And the Baal Shem Tov's Torah is so sweet and so beautiful on multiple levels. First of all, in terms of a work ethic, the Baal Shem Tov is teaching us something very important. Don't expect handouts. Don't expect freebies. Don't expect other people to take care of you. If you want success in life, if you don't want success in life, fine, fine. Pass by Melach Tocha Ba'aretz Tishon, if you're happy with very little and you don't want to exert yourself materially, that's between you and the Ribono Shel Olam, and probably your wife and your kids as well. But Lameisa, if you want financial success in life, it doesn't come easy. Doesn't come easy. Don't look for shortcuts. Don't look for someone to give something to you. Don't look for passive income. L'man yivrachecha Hashem Elokeinu. Do you want bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When are you going to get that? B'chol mishlach yadecha. Work. Work. And probably you're going to have to work hard. Because the more success you want, the harder you're going to have to work. And the more revenue you want, the more you're going to have to insert and exert yourself. L'man yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. When does Hashem give you blessing? Bechol mishlach yadecha. When you exert yourself. But the reality is, this is not just a lesson in terms of our parnasa. This is a lesson in life. The Ribono Shel Olam teaching us an all-important lesson, which is if you want something out of life, you have to work for it. It's true regarding your income, but it's also true, and probably even more true, regarding your ruchnius. Because, you know, with wealth, there is one exception to this. You can inherit wealth. There are plenty of people who don't work at all. There are plenty of people who, Baruch Hashem, inherit a fortune. They did nothing for it except be born into the right family. So you technically, you can get wealth without exertion. But you can't get ruchnius without exertion. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaching us an incredible lesson. If you want holiness out of life, you have to be willing to work for it. But if I sit back and say, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm ready for holiness. I'm ready. I'm sitting. I'm not going to do anything else. I'll even put down the remote for a couple of minutes. I'm not going to check my email. I'm ready. Fill my soul with your holiness. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It just doesn't work. You want the Ribono Shel Olam to give you the bracha of ruchnius, to give you the bracha of dveikus, to give you the bracha of connection. Exert yourself. Sometimes we're frustrated that we're not on the level we think we can be. And sometimes we're upset that I know I could be holier. I know my davening could be better. I know my learning could be better. I know my bein adam lechaver, my interpersonal skills could be better. My bein adam lemakom could be, everything could be better. Everything could be better. So I said, what do I do? I say, okay, I know I can, but this one has to do this, and this one has to do that, and everyone else has responsibilities in order to make me a better person. And amazingly enough, in that whole list of people who are responsible, there's only one person who's missing, me. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's all dependent on you. If you want me to partner with you, the man yivarecha Hashem Elokecha, you want me to be your partner in your spiritual growth, b'chol mishlach yadecha. You have to help yourself first. You have to exert yourself first. If you want something out of life, stop waiting for others to make it happen and make it happen yourself. Take the reins of your existence. B'chol mishlach yadecha, roll up your sleeves, be ready to shvitz, be ready to work, and you will see that the Ribono Shel Olam will partner with you to make great things happen. So twofold lesson. Don't rely on passive revenue. If you want to be financially successful in life, b'chol mishlach yadecha, be willing to work hard. But the same lesson for my wallet is the same lesson for my soul. If I want to be spiritually successful in this world, if I want to soar to the heights that I know that I am capable of reaching, stop waiting for others to do the heavy lifting. Stop waiting for others to do, quote unquote, their part. If you want to live a life of l'man yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha, if you want to experience the true blessing of the Ribono Shel Olam and all that he has to offer, b'chol mishlach yadecha. Be ready to extend your hand. Be ready to work hard. Be ready to put in the effort. And when you do, you will be zochem yiratz Hashem. We will be zochem yiratz Hashem to reap the fruits of our material and our spiritual labors. Wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.